This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
The whole thing with $100 million spent on you-know-what, with money going to all sorts of groups that shouldn't deserve to get any money, with the money. I'd like to see what the kickbacks are. How much money has been kicked back? Who would spend that kind of money to some of the things that you read about and I read about and I see every night on the news and every morning when I read the papers? Who would spend money for that? I would say this. The people that got all that money, are they kicking it back to the people that gave it from government? No, that's, to me, very, very corrupt.
Yep, President Trump yesterday, and you got to wonder when you see Maxine Waters and Elizabeth Warren and others throwing the kind of fit they threw yesterday. All he's doing is cutting government waste. I don't get it, but Lucas Tomlinson's covering that this morning for Fox News from the White House. And Lucas, thanks for giving us some time today.
Mark, that's great. Great to join you. Just one correction. I'm from Fox Sports. I thought we were doing a Super Bowl preview.
Chiefs, Eagles.
I'm kidding. Good morning from the White House, St. Louis.
Wherever you have your money this weekend on the Super Bowl, Lucas.
You know, I'm sitting next to a big Chiefs fan, so I got to go. Mahomes getting number three. I'm pressing in three straight titles.
You know,
as a Commanders fan, I cannot root for a divisional rival.
Yeah, I get that. I think everybody in the country is going to be pretty clearly divided on this one, because some people are tired of all the winning, right? As we see with Donald Trump, and some people don't care for the Eagles to begin with. So, what do you do?
Not along I-95. A lot of people rooting for a Commanders-Bills Super Bowl. Sorry, Chiefs fans.
I'm sure they were. That's funny. Yeah. Speaking of winning, you're outside of the White House. Yeah, I don't know how you do it. I'll be honest with you. Like every day, you start to cover one story, and Donald Trump comes out and announces he's building Trump Tower on the Gaza Strip in a couple of years
on the Riviera.
How do you keep up with it?
Hey, you know, it's what we—it's the life we've chosen, Mark. You know, you do your job. The news comes. You report the news, and you're right. It's fast and furious. 54 executive actions to date since President Trump came back to the White House. There's a lot going on.
Well, in terms of shrinking government, I said this at the top of my show this morning. I've been doing this for a long time. I was in television news for 25 years at the local level. I've been a talk show host now for 15 years. I've never existed in a time when it looked like we might, for the first time ever, shrink government spending. And the reaction, the pushback from it has been like a tantrum. I mean, it's across all sectors, Lucas.
Well, there's no question. And I live in Arlington, Virginia, and I was at my son's winter baseball practice the other night, and there was a gentleman who works for USAID. So you can imagine, you know, the panic on his face as he's going through his phone. He was recalled from an overseas posting, and now there's new message if you go on the USAID's website saying that as of Friday, just before midnight, they're going to get rid of all direct hires and place people on leave, with the exception of just some mission critical functions. And we heard from the vice president taking X last night, says he thought they would, you know, Elon Musk and Doge would find $250 billion in waste. And what Vance is saying, he says the real number is much higher. Now, put this in context, though, for all our listeners, and $250 billion is a lot of money, no question, especially in St. Louis. When it comes to the U.S. government, the U.S. government is over $36 trillion in debt. Just to put a fine point on that, the real source of government spending is the entitlements. I'm not going to say waste. Just the money goes to Medicare, Medicaid. A third of American men aren't employed, and some people want Elon Musk to go in that direction as well.
I think it's great that Trump's taken the first step to tell these people, hey, we're putting you on leave, though I empathize with them losing their jobs or not knowing what their future is. I mean, how realistic is it? How quickly do you think, once he's done this with all these workers for these different departments, how quickly do you think he could actually potentially shut down some of these departments or reallocate funds?
First of all, good morning, Kim. We've seen yesterday our own Peter Ducey asked the president about shutting down or making major changes to the Department of Education. You know, what's the point of nominating Linda McMahon to take over the institution unless it's to get rid of it? We've heard from President Trump says he wants to see that money go to the states. He wants states, people in Missouri to have control over their own education and not folks in Washington. But there's no question the president is looking to cut the size of government. He offered the buyout plan. Over 20,000 federal workers have taken him up on that. 9 months of pay. The deadline is tomorrow. So we'll have to see what those numbers look like as the day goes on, or certainly tomorrow at the deadline. But the president wants to shrink the size of government. This is why he was elected. This is why he won all 7 swing states that are not close to Washington, D.C., right? When you look at the heartland, look at Missouri, look at the Midwest. People want change. They don't want to see unelected bureaucrats, some of whom are making hundreds of thousands of dollars, and some of them not even coming into work to do it.
Yeah, it's true. Lucas Tomlinson with us from Fox News this morning. What's the difference in the mood in the White House press corps right now, Lucas? Because I know there are a lot of I'll call them mainstream media, but big media.
Your clothes are too tight. You can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omised, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
The march to spring training and opening day is upon us. Rob Bradford from Baseball Isn't Boring here, and we'll have you covered every single day with podcasts that aim to educate, entertain, and inform you as a baseball fan. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Companies, ABC, CBS, all that are covering it, and you know what their attitude is about Donald Trump. I mean, I think that's my opinion there. I'll insert. But what is the mood? Because I watched this news conference yesterday with shock and awe, just like everybody else. We haven't seen anything like this in 4 years.
There's no question. I mean, you'd have to go back to FDR where you saw, a president sitting at the Resolute desk in the Oval Office and being surrounded by members of the media. I mean, the president likes to talk. He loves to speak to the media, and he's made a career of this, going back to his days in New York. So he knows that anything he says, tweets, posts on Truth Social is going to be on air. And like you said earlier about keeping up with anything, I mean, even this morning, the president was posting about Iran. Just yesterday, Peter Ducey asked him, were you worried about, the Iranians trying to kill you? And the president said he's left instructions that if that were to happen, or others in his administration, there's plans to wipe Iran off the map. But then this morning, seems like the president took a different tone, said he wants to work with Iran, he wants to get a nuclear deal, and he wants Iran to prosper. Assuming that means the Ayatollah is out of the picture.
Yeah,
we've been talking about Trump wanting to take over Gaza and just how he leverages things like this to try to, can exert his strength and power before he has to really take any action.
No question, Kim. And we saw this just a few days ago with the tariffs. You know, he comes out swinging about 25% tariffs on Canada and Mexico. And what happened? A few phone calls to Mexico's president, Canadian prime minister, and all of a sudden you hear about thousands of troops and law enforcement officials moving to the border to help the drug war. You know, the president was concerned about the trade war. He's talking about a drug war. He's very concerned about the fentanyl. You had the hearing on Capitol Hill yesterday where, once again, we saw some of these families impacted. And no doubt across the country, many families are dealing with this. You know, all it takes is a few, you know, morsels of this fentanyl to kill you. It's a conversation I think we're all having with our kids. Another reason to say no to drugs.
Public
service announcement there. I hope you don't mind, Cass.
It's the truth. Lucas, I was watching some of the protests yesterday outside of the Treasury Department. You know, I understand it. They're the opposition. That's kind of what their role is right now in all of this. But it all seems a little disorganized, and they seem to be having a little bit of trouble keeping up as well.
Well, I think the president likes to keep people off guard. I don't think we need a second source on that one. And I think that's why you're seeing some of these, you know, you're protesting one thing one day. The next day, the president does something. There's other people that want to protest his other moves. So he keeps people off balance. There's no question. I think he likes that.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. Lucas Tomlinson, listen, we appreciate your time this morning, and best of luck there at Fox Sports.
Well, thank you so much, Mark and Kim. I really appreciate it. And for the good listeners out there in Missouri, go Chiefs.
Yeah, you bet. All right, thank you, Lucas Tomlinson, live from the White House this morning, standing out just outside of the White House lawn there. I watched him live on Big Fox a few minutes ago. What a great guy. Great sense of humor.
Very great guy, yeah.
Rooting for the Chiefs, but, you know, he admits that everybody up there on the East Coast wanted Washington and the Bills.
Well, yesterday I was just talking about how the tickets are plummeting. I think people are tired of seeing the Chiefs in the Super Bowl, and any diehard Chiefs fans, even if they've gone twice, they don't want to pay thousands of dollars necessarily to go a third time.
I can't imagine.
You're collecting from the same pool, right?
Yeah. But it's still going to be, it's an experience. I was talking to Carl, we were talking about some local stations. Fox 2 has sent Jasmine Huda down there to New Orleans. Carl says, I wonder if she has a ticket to the game. And I'm thinking, my guess is she's credentialed to go to the game, like a press credential. She may not have a seat. When I went to the Super Bowl at Joe Robbie Stadium, when the Bengals played the 49ers back in about 1989 or 90, I had a seat. I was about 7 rows off the field at about the 20-yard line. It was amazing.
Yeah, but that was a century ago. And
it was a long time ago.
You were from the city of...
So I was covering the Cincinnati Bengals from a TV station in Dayton, Ohio. So, yeah, maybe that's why.
I don't know. But also, as you did point out, she's on a Fox affiliate. And Fox has the game this year, so I'm guessing they have a lot.
I'm guessing she's got a press pass. Good for them. Somebody will get to have
She's been reporting every day. It's not like they just sent her down there and she's a tourist.
That's true. She's working. I've known Jasmine a long time. She's great.
Get more at 971talk.com.